This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim and I are joined by Raiders Spanish broadcaster Fernando Arias as we get ready for a trip to Mexico City. All-Pro defensive end Khalil Mack stops by to talk about the improving defense. And Coach Del Rio sits down one-on-one with Chris Townsend after a much-welcomed bye. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
Atención, el pase para Crabtree. Crabtree se queda con ese balón. Equipo de los Raiders se va arriba.
La Tevez Murray se escapa. Encuentra el hueco, pues se viene acá por la derecha. Atención a las carreras, yarda 30, 20, y ahí sale del terreno de juego. Ahí está, saca la presión, el pase es interceptado. Reggie Nelson se salió con la suya. ¿Y para qué corres, Reggie? Acuéstate y disfruta el triunfo. Balón para el equipo de los Raiders.
Some impressive calls there. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis. As always, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. Jim, we have a special guest today, Fernando Arias from KSOL 98.9 FM. And you're here because we have a special game coming up, Monday Night Football in Mexico City. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Nicole. Antes que nada, un saludo muy especial para toda la gente que sigue las transmisiones en español. Thanks to all those in the Raider Nation that are following the broadcast in Spanish. It's an honor for me to be here. I don't know why I was put in the middle, but look, I'm sitting between the beauty and the legend.
So, at least you didn't say beast. So.
No, it's the legend with a lot of respect, Jim. And, you know, where else would be better than to be here taking to the silver and black people, you know, all the emotions of this game in Mexico City.
A lot of NFL fans, Fernando, look at this as just another international game, but this has a lot of meaning for Mexico City.
It really means a lot, and it actually has a lot of meaning for the newer generations. The Raiders have a lot of fans in Mexico. I remember growing up listening already and hearing stuff about the Raiders, and you know, soccer being the main sport over there, I can imagine now. And people in Mexico is really passionate, Nicole. A lot of people, like from my generation, grew up watching Jim Plunkett. And when I said a legend, when I said I was sitting between the beauty and the legend, I don't think I was anything sure when he is a legend. And for them that grew up watching it on TV and to know that Jim Plunkett is going to be there in person, Coach Tom Flores, that they keep seeing highlights still of the Super Bowl wins that they have. And for them to see him in person, I think it's going to be quite an experience. Like a lot of people said, an experience to pay for.
Jim, what is this going to be like for the players? The experience of traveling, they have to punch their passports, they have to pack their bags, head international for a game. How much do you think this will impact them?
Well, hopefully in a positive way. They got a week off, so they've got 2 weeks to prepare for one game, and that should be a relief. And as I mentioned last week, I believe it was a very emotional and physical game against the Broncos. And sometimes after one of those kinds of games, you have kind of a letdown the following week. But at least this time, there's 2 weeks in between. Let them cool down and get ready for, you know, a very good Houston Texans football team. And they're only going one a day in advance, so not a lot of distractions, hopefully. You know, they're going there on a business trip. And that's how I see them approaching this game. You know, they've got a great opportunity. They're tied for the first spot in the division. They've got to keep this momentum going. And the best way to do it is to get down to business and keep their focus in sight on these Texans.
Well, we know if they can perform under the bright lights on Sunday night, why not make it Monday night as well with a little bit of rest? So while they were resting, they were sitting watching the division have a wild week 10. You look at the Broncos right now and the Chiefs. Fernando, which one of these teams scare you the most when it comes to the Raiders?
Well, I think the Denver Broncos coming out of the Super Bowl win, people expect them to be on top of the division. It looks like they could leave some games out there that could end up to losses for them, and the Raiders have to take advantage of that. But Simeon seems to be maturing, and they probably have their hopes as we've had him on Derek Carr, seeing all this beautiful transition that we've gone through. So I think the Denver Broncos right now, it's going to be hard for them to let that first place go.
But, Jimmy, can't count out the Chiefs. They're always that, like, weird sleeper team that gets you when you're not looking.
Well, last year they started out 1-5, and they ran the table and made the playoffs. This year they're playing much better early in the season. Alex Smith is doing another great job of managing that football team. And they met some adversity to come back through. They were 21 points down to the Chargers, came back and won that game. This past week they were down to the Carolina team, and they came back and won that game. So, you know, they pretty much seen it all in the first 9 games of the season. And, you know, they really did have a great game against the Raiders the first time around. So I think that, for me, that's a team to look at.
Well, one thing we know for sure, it's going to be a wild race to the finish with this AFC West. Fernando, sit tight. We'll talk to you a little bit later on in the show. But coming up next, All-Pro defensive end Khalil Mack.
Y lo están regresando hasta la yarda 15.
Se le viene la presión, pero se la quita muy bien ahora. ¡Cuidado! Porque le están llegando. Y no sé qué hacer.
No contaba con la velocidad de Khalil Mack.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Khalil Mack, and a lot of excitement as you guys go international. Yeah. Mexico City, Monday Night Football, but you have to be excited to see a familiar face in Brock Osweiler.
Oh.
Take us back to last season, the five sacks.
Oh, man, last season, it was a great game, man. Going up to Denver, on the road, playing some great defense, and shutting them out of the end zone, and it was a good feeling.
I'm sure he's not excited to see the familiar face and you after the five sacks, but what kind of challenges would you say Houston poses?
Oh, man, they're a great, great running team. Lamar Miller, they do a great job getting him in space. And Brock getting the ball to those deep threats, and Fuller and Hiller and all those guys, all the weapons that he has on offense. So it's going to be a great challenge.
It's good, too. I mean, your defense is coming together at the right time. Yeah. What was the turning point for you guys?
The turning point was gelling together. I feel like just a lot of mistakes throughout every little part of the defense, secondary here and there, up front here and there. And so it was just those things, fixing those things and staying consistent and making everything simple to the point where it was that much more easier for everybody to comprehend what was going on and make it that much more cohesive on the front.
Finally, someone that's making an impact all season long, yeah. Derek Carr.
DC.
Oh, my MVP. Gosh. It's great. I mean, yeah. It's great to see what he's doing out there. Yeah. And you guys have had a really good relationship from the get-go. Just tell me about what you've seen from Derek Carr this season.
Man, he likes Kobe Bryant. And so he got that Mamba look on his face throughout the week. You just look at him. He got that focus in his eyes. You know what I'm saying? It kind of scare you a little bit. I say that a lot. But it was kind of like, man, DC, you all right? Like, yeah, bro, I'm ready. I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? And that was kind of the difference this year from all the other years I've been with him. And he's putting it on film, and you can tell. You can tell. Winning ball games.
He's in the zone. All right, so let's get to our five questions. We get to have a little bit of fun. And I always ask the first question out the gate, who is your favorite athlete growing up?
Michael Jordan.
Looked up to Michael Jordan. That's a pretty safe bet to go. No, you have, like, the full get-up, the sweatsuit, the shoes, everything?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, my pops, he wasn't really trying to get you no Jordans or none of that. He'd get you something that'll get you by through the day, but he wouldn't give me no Jordans or nothing like that growing up.
Favorite sack celebration, the Tonto jump on it dance or the LeBron?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I kind of stole the LeBron and tried to make it my own, you know what I'm saying?
But, and we're okay with that.
Yeah, I used that one. I think I used that one a lot.
Do you have some more in your back pocket?
Yeah,
that
I got a few. I got a few, man. Everybody like to hate on LeBron. They're like, you need to switch it up. So I'm going to start switching it up here and there.
Okay, maybe some added flair in Mexico City.
Yeah. Maybe a little cha-cha.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, keep it simple.
I like that. Speaking of Mexico City, your favorite Mexican dish, what's your go-to?
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla plain. Yeah, no plain. Chicken, nothing?
No, chicken okay. Quesadilla. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So chicken quesadilla, do you put guacamole, sauces, or
I don't really put guacamole on anything.
Okay.
That's bad. Everybody thinks that weird. Thinks it's weird.
Keep
that
it
I don't
simple.
Like guacamole. Yeah.
Whatever works.
I don't like guacamole like that.
All right, final question here. If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
I'd be a physical therapist.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that because you've had good relationships with your physical therapist throughout your career and it looks interesting?
That's partly because of it. But early on, I had an injury in high school. And so I kind of got into, like, the rehab kind of phase taking care of yourself and looking at different things that they were doing. And it intrigued me.
Well, and it's nice to help people regain their strength.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you are forever indebted to those
exactly.
people that help you. Khalil, thank you so much.
Thank you so
Best
much,
of
Nicole.
Luck as you guys go to Mexico
Appreciate
City.
You so much.
A lot more to come here on the Silver and Black Show.
Third and five, Raiders on their 42. Carr back, steps up. He can run. He's going to heave one deep right. And it is caught by Michael Crabtree down to the 1 yard line.
And three go left. Amari Cooper is being covered up. Now they're showing blitz. They're going to bring to Levante David. Carr throws. Catch Seth Roberts. Breaks a tackle. He's gone. 10, 5, touchdown. Raiders. A walk-off from Seth Roberts to win the game.
Out of the shotgun. Looks left, throws a lob for Michael Crabtree, caught it! He caught it! He caught it! The Raiders have the lead! 35-34! Sweet revenge for Michael Crabtree!
You couldn't have asked for a better start to the 2016 season. The Raiders are tied for the second best record in the league and are playing some of the best football that they have in years. But with the Broncos and Chiefs still winning, that age-old saying will be put to the test. It's not how you start, but how you finish.
Well, Coach, I got to think it was a pretty good bye week for you guys, going in first place, feeling good about yourself and getting guys healthy.
Yeah, I mean, after 9 games, we were ready for a bye, so it was good to get one. Got a few guys that were banged up a little healthier, so, yeah, we're ready to go.
Yeah, and you're going to Mexico City. It's going to be a very interesting game. Talk about how you're playing. It's a home game, but it's really like another road game for you.
Yeah, it's another road game for us. I mean, we'll get to wear our home colors, but beyond that, we're on the road. I mean, you travel 4.5 hours, you can't call it a home game. I mean, you can if you want to, but let's be real. We've got 9 road games, we've got 7 home games. We've got to do the best we can, make sure we take care of business. A good football team, you know, in Houston, 6-3, on top of their division. And so, you know, we need to play really well and get this win.
And for the first time, Monday Night Football will be played outside of the United States. It'll be interesting watching Monday Night Football
making
in a
history,
foreign country.
Baby. Yeah. Making history. We love that.
And you've done so well on the road this year, 5-0. So even though we're not going to count this in the standings as a road game, but that's one thing you guys, you've been road warriors this year.
Yeah, we have been very purposeful. You know, we've won some close games. And you know, going on the road, it's you against the world. And so that mentality is good. I mean, we want to go in there and just take care of business, be real businesslike in the way we travel, in the way we prepare leading up to the game, and then just go compete and have fun.
And I can tell you, Raider Nation is going to show up. A lot of people are going to be down there, so the fan base will be there for you, Mexico City.
I think they'll be there. I think the Texans will have, you know, a lot of fans there as well. I think it'll be a very festive environment. I've talked to our guys. I don't know if offense, defense, or special teams. I think we all have to play them like we're on the road, that you're facing crowd noise. I mean, it's got to be that way because, you know, the fans down there are typically soccer fans. Mm-hmm. They show up early. They're going to scream the whole time, right? So we've got to be ready for a lot of noise, and that's part of our preparation.
Were you able to watch any football? Because it was very interesting over the weekend where you looked at the Denver Broncos were down. They were able to win. Kansas City was down. They're able to win again. Did you watch any games?
I was in a market where the game that was being shown was the Denver New Orleans game. And so I watched that unfold. And at the same time, I was able to see the score, 17-0. All right, Carolina's taking care of business.
Yeah, feeling good.
And, yeah, I was like, all right, this is going to be a great weekend. And it was a great weekend, but both those teams end up coming back and winning close games. And that's the NFL. That's where, you know, you got to be able to close in tight games. And both of our division opponents did that.
We knew this division was going to be good, but I didn't know if we'd think it'd be this good.
You didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You didn't know. I kind of had a pretty good idea.
7 wins for 3 teams so far in this division. Yeah. Best in football.
It's a good division. We've got a bunch of good teams and a lot of football ahead of us. So, you know, we've got the remaining 7 weeks, 7 opportunities, and I like to talk about them as chapters. We've got another chapter coming up.
Now, a lot has been made about Mexico City and the elevation, about 7,300 feet higher than Denver, a place where you lived and you coached. Talk about preparing your team for the elevation.
Yeah, we know it's there. We know it's something we have to deal with. We've got a process that we'll adhere to. We expect to go in and play well regardless of conditions. We feel like we're a weatherproof team, and that includes air. Doesn't matter if it's a little less oxygen in the air.
Yeah.
We're going to compete at the end of the day when we wake up Tuesday morning. Okay, you look in the standings and you say, did you earn a W or not?
And you know their quarterback real well. You know their team. Tell us the strengths and what's going to be tough about the Texans.
Well, I think good football team is 6-3. You know, obviously, Romeo Crennel has done a great job with their defense. Their defense is ranked very high, and some of the key factors that go into winning football games, like third down, getting off the field. And so they've done a good job limiting points, limiting explosive plays. The quarterback, Brock Osweiler, you know, big athletic guy. You know, he's capable of doing good things if we let him. We need to get after him. You know, we need to rush him. Need to make him uncomfortable, and we need to stop their running game. They've really been leaning on the running game lately.
Well, as you said, it's going to be a festive Monday Night Football in Mexico City. Good luck, Coach. It's going
to
be fun.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Well, hello, class. Welcome to this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. I'm Professor Kennedy. Let's get into this lesson. Going to Mexico City to take on the Texans. And one person, in the absence of J.J. Watt, who's accelerated his play, is Jadeveon Clowney. I'm going to spot shadow him here. First pick in the draft a few years ago, some people had written him off as a bust, but now he's playing pretty well. And one of the things that he's doing is showing an exceptional power. Now, as we take a look at this first play, we're going to see Clowney use his power to just push back the offensive tackle and disrupt the running play. As I said, he's growing and becoming a better player. Now, in this next play, they're going to show some of his versatility. I'm going to spot shadow him over here. Notice the wide angle and the amount of space that he is from the offensive tackle. It's an obvious passing situation to Detroit, and they've got no one to really help their tackles. Now, the reason why Jadeveon does this is he is going to beeline it for this point. Assuming the quarterback is going to drop back, he's going to be right in his lap. Makes it very difficult for the tackle because with his power and his speed, the only thing the tackle can do is intersect at a poor angle. And most notably, once he makes contact with Jadeveon, he's going to be driven back into quarterback. Let's watch how this play develops. We call the term beeline. He's going to beeline for the point. He's running. See the power? Almost impossible for the tackle to stop him. So if you're a tackle, one of the things that you can do when you know he's your responsibility and your only responsibility is you are going to set out wide and try to get him before he gets a full head of steam. So in my film study of Jadeveon Clowney, I've seen speed, I've seen power, I've seen a level of improvising that this offense, and especially this offensive line, needs to be aware of. It's not impossible to block, you just have to be mindful. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk class. I'll see you next week.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Jim Plunkett and Fernando Arias. And we look at this division. It's a close race. You have the Broncos, the Chiefs, right, the Raiders, making it very interesting. But let's not sleep on the Texans, especially coming off a bye, Jim, when you have so much momentum going into it.
Oh, you're certainly right. You know, the Texans are 6-3 leading up the third division down there. And you're right. You can't take your eyes off the prize. You've got to take one game at a time. And right now the focus is on the Texans. And with that extra week, hopefully that'll give the Raiders a much bigger chance and advantage going into this ball game. So, but they can't sleep on it. They got to go get them.
And, Fernando, you want to make sure that you get this win because it is Monday Night Football. It's on the road. It's international. They have that road streak going for them.
Yeah, you want to look good, especially when you're in Mexico City. You're making history on a historic place.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Mexico has a lot of history. And then this is going to be the first Monday night game. And the most important thing is a win. The division is really tight. And a win or lose situation could put you either on top or very well could put you on a third place. And I don't think the Raiders want to come out of Mexico City on third place. And it is, with all the excitement that this is going to create, once that whistle sounds, the most important thing for the Raiders is to get a win.
When you look at famous Azteca Stadium, I've never been there. What is the venue like? Both of you guys have been there.
Well, let me tell you something. I was mentioning something historic. Azteca Stadium, you know, they broke ground in 1961. And it was completed in 1966 for the 68 Olympic Games. It has a lot of history. We could spend a lot of time, but of course we don't have it. So, you know, from concerts to matchups to soccer to even NFL games, the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals already played there, a regular season game. It's really an iconic stadium. Mexico is called the City of Monuments, and this stadium is a monument of that city. And for that to be the stage for this game, and especially for the Raiders, you know, it's like you couldn't get more excited than that.
All right, it's time now for Plunkett's Pick of the Week. This is the key to the win for the Raiders. What's going to be the difference maker, Jim?
Well, I think it's, you know, the Raider offense against the fourth-ranked defense of the Texans. You know, they've got to move the ball. They can't turn it over. And hopefully the Raider defense will pick up where it left off against Denver.
So, Fernando, that is Jim's pick. What's your pick for a Raiders win?
I think, and we've been asking throughout the season, you know, tight ends, use the tight ends more. I think if they start giving more passes to the tight ends, to Clyde Wofford, to Michael Rivera, it opens up for all of these big star receivers that we have. And if the running back keeps improving and the defense start having fun, oh, man, watch out.
Fernando, thank you so much for joining us today on the Silver and Black Show, and enjoy Monday Night Football.
Thank you, Nicole. It was an honor for me, and thank you, Jim. I always see him around the stadium, but today it was a pleasure for me to be close to you two guys, and whenever you want, I'll be here.
So on behalf of Fernando Arias, Jim Plunkett, Jack Del Rio, Khalil Mack, and Chris Townsend, I'm Nicole Zalumis. We'll see you next week when the Raiders come home to face the Carolina Panthers.